I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you, and I will never, never desert you. For lo, I am with you forever and ever. And if you say,
praise God, the Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Once again, it's time to get into the Word of God on the Word of Faith Netcast, because it is the Word of Faith that we preach. We don't want to be preaching doubt and unbelief. We want to be preaching the Word of Faith, and that's what we're about here at Word of Faith Ministries, proclaiming the Word of Faith, being a showcase of ministries and training people to fulfill the Word of God. I tell you what, that's what you can expect right here on the Word of Faith Netcast. Now, let me just tell you, we're getting really close to the beginning of Word of Faith Radio, WOFR.org. It's going to be starting in earnest on March the 30th. Now, as I record this, it's March 22nd on a Sunday. And so not tomorrow Monday, but next Monday, as I record this, March the 30th, is going to be the beginning of Word of Faith Radio, and we're already running a test feed. A lot of you I know are already listening. And if you go to the website, WOFR.org, click on Listen Now. You can listen with the built-in flash player, or there are some instructions on the site that will tell you how to install the free VLC player and to set up an icon right on your desktop that will allow you to click on that icon anytime and hear WOFR.org and play the excellent teachers that are going to be on WOFR.org. Now, we just got confirmation last week that Brother Kenneth Copeland is going to be on WOFR.org, and I'm excited about that because his program is going to be right before mine. He will air at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, and then because his is a 30-minute program, my 15-minute program, the Word of Faith broadcast, will air at 11:30 right after his. So the hour of power, praise God. And we've got some other folks that Brother Harold's in touch with that are making decisions now, and I am believing for them to come on board. Boy, I could name some names that if if I just could, I'd tell you. But I'm excited about the folks that are going to be on right around the time frame that I'm on, and the whole day long. You start at 8 in the morning, and even before that, but 8 in the morning at least, and start through all those teaching programs. And here's another thing. My pastor, Ed Taylor, is going to be on at 8:45, and he'll be on right before Pastor Kenneth Hagin. So again, another hour of power there. There's so many good folks that are going to be on WFR.org teaching the Word of God. You just don't want to miss it. So start March the 30th. Tune in. And here's what you can do. Here's how you can personally get involved. I know I'm really involved, and I'm excited about it, and I've been talking about it. But I tell you, it's just exciting for an old radio guy like me. I just love it. But here's how you can help, and that is you can start telling folks about WFR.org. You can tell them about it. You can send emails, you can spread the information by word of mouth, and let them know that if they'll go to that website and tune in, they can hear all these programs, because you're going to make a difference in getting the word out about WOFR.org. That's just going to be a tremendous blessing if you can help us with that. Now, we'll say, and I'm sure Brother Harold won't mind me saying this, but it is a nonprofit organization. If you want to contribute to WFR.org, you go to their website, and there is an address there. You can mail them some money, and that'll be a blessing, amen, to meet the expenses of getting all this started And, you know, just be a blessing. It's a privilege that we have to be able to give, and particularly give into good ground where you know that the Word of God, the uncompromised Word of faith, is being preached with power and authority. And when you can get behind that, then praise God. That's what you need to do, because that's good ground for your seed. Amen. Well, let's pick up where we left off last time, talking about the sower sows the word. And remember, we were in Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, and I just want to recap a little bit. Jesus was telling a parable here from Mark chapter 4. And he says in verse 3, "Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow." And then he tells this parable. And when he tells the parable, in verse 9 he says, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." But verse 10 says, "When he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked him of the parable. And he said unto them, Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but not unto all them that are without. All these things are done in parables." So he's basically saying that this parable is basically about the mystery of the kingdom of God. And look at the next thing he says. We kind of talked about this last week. He says, verse 12, "That seeing they may see and not perceive, hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins be forgiven them." He said unto them, how know ye not this parable?" Get my tongue untwisted. "Know you not this parable? How then shall you know all parables?" We made the statement that this parable, if you understand it, will open up the rest of the Bible, the rest of Jesus' teachings, the rest of his parables will be opened up to you, because you'll understand the kingdom principles that are involved. And then he begins to explain to the disciples there with him the exact meaning of the parable. He says in verse 14, "The sower soweth the word." Remember, we said the seed is the word of God. We defined our terms last week because it's important to understand what it is specifically he's talking about. The seed is the word of God. The human heart, the spirit of man, that's the ground that the seed is planted in. The method of planting the seed is hearing with your ears. You hear the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It goes into your heart. Whatever's in your heart in abundance comes out of your mouth. And whatever comes out of your mouth that agrees with what's in your heart in abundance will come to pass. Amen. Now, that's a quick way of saying this entire message concerning the kingdom of God. But that's exactly how it breaks down. So, let's get into this explanation of the parable. And notice the key points that we just mentioned. The fact that the seed is the word of God, the fact that the human heart is where the seed is planted, and the fact that hearing the word taught is how, or the method by which the seed is planted. Let's keep going. Verse 16, "These are they by the wayside where the word is sown, that when they have heard," how's the word planted? When they hear it. "When they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word," which is the seed, "which was sown," where? "In their hearts." The heart is the ground. "These are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard," how is the word sown? It's sown by the hearing. "Immediately receive it with gladness. They have no root in themselves, but endure for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake," not for your sake. I know a lot of people seemingly rejoice or whatever in the fact that Satan's out to get them. You know, you'd think that the way they talk, because they, of course, really don't, but you understand what I'm saying. They just are always talking about Satan's out to get me. Satan's out. You know, he's really not out to get you. He could care less about you. What he cares about is stopping the action of the word of God in the earth. And he knows that you are the conduit by which the word of God affects the world. So in order to stop the word, he's got to stop the word's action in your life. So it's not so much he's after you, he's out to stop the word. "These folks heard the word, they received it with gladness, but they had no root in themselves. They endured for a time. When affliction," which is pressure, remember it's the Greek word thlipsis, "or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. These are they which are sown among thorns," such as what? They heard the word, so the word was planted the same way it was for everybody else. "But the cares of this world," the deceitfulness of riches, the lusts of other things entering in. And notice it's got to enter in to have this negative effect. Did you get that? It has to enter in before it can have the negative effect so you can stop it. How do you stop it, Dr. Bill? Well, Jesus said, take heed how you hear, and he said, take heed what you hear. Now, you literally need to be taking heed what you hear. You need to not be listening to stuff that is not scriptural, not sound, and not of faith. Again, that's why I'm so excited about Word of Faith Radio. It's the opportunity to hear only the Word of Faith preached. And if you're going to stop the action of doubt and unbelief in your life, you're going to have to quit hearing doubt and unbelief. What you hear, Jesus said, take heed what you hear. That's all important in operating in faith. So that's why I'm excited. I'm already getting just built up here in just the test feed. Amen. But Jesus also said in another place, take heed how you hear. You can't always not hear something, if I can say that correctly, that is unbelief. Because sometimes people just come up to you and start spouting unbelief. Now, you can say, whoa, stop. I don't want to hear unbelief. That can be a little rude sometimes if you get my drift. So what do? You take heed how you hear. You think to yourself, that's not scriptural. If you're listening to the news, let's say you tune in the news one night, they're talking about the economy, and oh, it's so bad, woe is us, we're all going under, it's doom, gloom, and despair. You just take heed how you hear. You say, no, wait a minute, I don't live in doom, gloom, and despair. I'm not buying into the recession. I'm not going to participate. I had somebody say one time, what if they gave a recession and nobody came? Amen. I choose not to participate. I'm prospering in all that I put my hand to, praise God. I'm blessed going in, blessed coming out. I'm a tither, and I have the tither's blessing. I have the favor of God upon me. I'm not participating. You say, Dr. Bill, that's awful bold. Yeah, and I'm going to get bolder. Glory. I'm just getting bolder these days. Amen. It's time to quit being a wimp. Stop spiritual wimpiness. Amen. Now, if you're a spiritual wimp, I'm sorry. No, I'm not, really. If you're a spiritual wimp, I doubt you're listening to the Word of Faith netcast, because you'd have been so beat up and offended by it, you'd just run off. But you shouldn't do that. You should just get into the Word and stay there. And if it cramps your theology, throw your theology out. Amen. You need to change your theology to line up with the Word of God. Not hold on to it just because, well, that's the way they taught my grandma's church. Well, your grandma's church was wrong if it's not lining up with the Word of God. I don't care what the denomination was. I don't care or is. I don't care who was there and who put their name on the pew, you know, with the little plaque. Does not matter to me. No, what matters is the Word of God. You need to take heed what you hear, which means there's a lot of you need to pack up out of that unbelieving church you're in and go find a good Word church. Yeah, I said that. You can mark it down. Dr. Bill said, leave your old unbelieving dead church and go find a Word church. And I'll sign it. Amen. Told you I was getting bold. And you need to take heed how you hear. If you happen to have to hear some unbelief somewhere just because somebody ran up to you and started spouting it, you can decide not to receive it, not to apply it to you, and certainly, certainly not agree with it. Did you get that? They start spouting the doubt and unbelief. Don't side in with them and say, oh, yeah, it's bad, brother. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I might lose my job. No, stand there and say, no, I don't lose my job. I don't participate in a bad economy. I participate only in a good economy. As for me and my house, we're serving the Lord. We're surrounded by the blessings of God. We believe only in prosperity from the Father God. God meets all our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Our needs aren't met by the stock market. Praise God. That's a good thing. Our needs are met by God's market, if you will, or his financial system, which is in heaven. And those needs, have you noticed that the birds aren't sweating it? The flowers aren't sweating it. God's taking care of them. Surely he'll take care of you. Amen. All you got to do is just stand in faith and choose not to participate. Well, praise the Lord. All right, the deceitfulness of riches. Now, remember what we said the deceitfulness of riches were? You know, the world is just throwing the cares of this world at us, and deceitfulness of riches is one of the areas that is coming at us very strongly right now. You say, well, Dr. Bill, what's the deceitfulness of riches? The deceitfulness of riches is that riches are the answer to your problem. That is deceit. Money is not the answer to your problem. I don't know, Dr. Bill. If I had money, then I'd sure have less problems. It might appear that way, but that's where the deceitfulness is. Money is simply a tool. It's just something that is a rate of exchange. Your needs are met by the Father God. He will supply your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And when you give, it will be given to you again, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men will give unto your bosom. Men do that. You say, but there's not a whole lot of men right now giving. Well, the ones that hear from God will be, and you need to be one of them that's giving. Remember we talked earlier about good ground and seed into that good ground? You need to start sowing. Did you know you need to sow in famine? Amen. Sow in famine. How else are you going to get a crop? You just going to participate in the famine, or are you going to have a crop? Okay, deceitfulness of riches. The lust of other things, the inordinate desire of other things than the Word of God and spiritual things and the things of the Word, they will choke out the Word, and the Word will become unfruitful. Now, we know how powerful the Word of God is, but the Word of God can become unfruitful in your life if you let these things enter in. But let's see what happens if you don't let it in. See, we've seen all these negative things. What about those that hear the Word and they're good ground? That's verse 20. These are they which are sown on good ground. They heard the Word because that's how it's sown, remember? It's sown on good ground because their spirit's prepared. It's good ground. They hear the Word, so it's planted just like all the rest of them. But they receive it. They receive it. They freely and fully receive it. Amen? And they bring forth fruit. Some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. You see, Dr. Bill, I don't believe in a 100-fold return. Well, don't worry, you won't be bothered with it. Dr. Bill, I don't believe in a 60-fold return. Don't worry, you won't be bothered with it. Amen? But you got to believe and receive. See, a lot of you wondering, why doesn't this stuff work for me? Have you received it? Are you living it? Is it part of your lifestyle? Not your Sunday style. Not your Sunday night, Wednesday night style. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Some of you don't even go to church on Wednesday night anymore. You just quit. Or worse yet, your church quit. They're not even having Wednesday night services anymore. Bless your darling heart. Go find you a church that's doing something. Oh, my. Done gone to meddling now. We'll back off a little bit on that one. All right. You need to get active with the Word of God. You need to believe the Word of God. You need to receive the Word of God. You need to stay positive on the Word of God and operate in faith. When you do, you'll receive and you'll prosper. You'll grow. You'll have harvest. Some 30, some 60, some 100. Well, what makes the difference between the 30, 60, and 100? To the degree that you measure is how it's measured to you. To the degree that you cultivate is how it grows to you. Amen. He said in them, verse 21, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which will not be manifested. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, of course, they had ears on the side of their head. He's talking about, can you hear and receive this spiritually? If you can, that's what makes the difference. He said in verse 24, take heed what you hear. That's what we're talking about earlier. With the measure you meet is how it should be measured unto you. That's where I was trying to get. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. With the measure you meet, that's how it's measured unto you. And to you that hear shall more be given. And let me tell you, Ooh, glory. Oh, let me tell you, you surround yourself with the Word of God. You listen to Word of Faith Radio day and night. Amen. That's a good example. Perfect example of what I'm talking about. You receive a measure of hearing the Word of God on a regular basis. I tell you, I am charged up because I've been hearing the Word almost constantly lately. I've been going to bed with it playing. I've been getting up with it playing. I go to work and I listen to it playing. I'm hearing the Word of God and hearing the Word of God and hearing the Word of God. And you know what happens when you hear the Word of God? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. To the measure you meet. Now, if you're only hearing 5 minutes a day, you're going to have 5 minutes a day faith. If you're hearing 20 hours a day, you're going to have 20 hours a day faith. The measure that you meet is how it's going to be measured to you again. Well, Dr. Bill, I don't know if I can listen to that much word. Well, what you going to be listening to? Doubt and unbelief? Woe is us? The stock market reports? That's not what you need to be listening to. The news? Oh, my goodness. Forget it. No, you need to be hearing the Word of God preached, taught, ministered in a positive, powerful way. In these days, my brethren, you are not going to prosper. You're not going to succeed unless and until you make a firm commitment to do the Word of God, to hear the Word of God, and to receive the Word of God on a consistent, daily, yes, I said daily, basis. One quick shot in the arm once a week is not going to be enough. Amen. All right, these are they which are sown on good ground. They heard the word. Then in verse 24, take heed what you hear. With the measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you. And to you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given. Now, you might say, you know, when you read this, you may say, well, Jesus, I don't know about this now. To him that hath shall more be given. Him that hath not, it'll be taken away from him, even which he hath. That doesn't sound fair. Well, he's not talking about taking your crayons. To you that has all the crayons, you're going to get more crayons. And to him that doesn't have very many crayons, he's going to take them away. No, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about hearing the word. He's talking about revelation knowledge. Put it in context. What's the context here? The context is, to you that hear and receive revelation from the word, the more revelation you have, the more will be given. Haven't you seen that? Doesn't that prove to be true? When the light goes on and you get revelation knowledge, some of you are out there right now watching and going, oh, wow, I understand that. You just got revelation knowledge. Glory. Amen. You just got it. Praise God, you got it. Well, what's going to happen now? You got some revelation knowledge. Now you're going to hear more, and more will be given. That's what he's saying. But to you that have a smidgen of revelation knowledge but don't hear the word on a regular basis, don't spend time in the Word of God, you're going to lose even that which you have. Haven't you seen that before in your life? If you quit listening to the Word of God, what you have seems to leak out. You're like a leaky sieve. It just leaks right out of you. Well, stop up the leaks and hear the word. You'll fill back up. And you'll fill back up with revelation knowledge of the Word of God, and you will be blessed, and you will prosper. Woo! Done. Preached myself completely happy. Glory to God. Verse 25. He that hath, to him shall be given. He that hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he hath. And he said, so is the kingdom of God. Brethren, stop the presses right there. What I'm about to say, he's saying, is the kingdom of God. This is how the kingdom works. Are you ready for this? Here's the revelation. You ready? Get your catchers out. So is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. What's the seed? The word of God. What's the ground? The human spirit. What's casting it in? Hearing the word. That's what we're talking about. So what happens? It gets down in your heart. It grows. Let's just keep reading here. For he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed, which is the word, will spring and grow up in his human heart. He knoweth not how. I don't know the process. I don't know how it works. Not my concern. God's got it under control. But what I know is when I hear the word, the seed gets planted. When I continue to hear the word and cultivate it, it grows in my heart. When it grows in my heart, it gets there in abundance. When it gets there in abundance, it starts coming out my mouth. When what I say that is coming out of my mouth agrees with what's in my heart, it starts coming to pass. That is the biblical principle, and that is the principle that the kingdom of God is based on. He should sleep and rise night and day. The seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. Verse 28, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. And when the fruit is brought forth, immediately putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? With what comparison shall we compare it? It's like a grain of mustard seed. Well, there's that grain of mustard seed. People have said, you know, if faith is like a grain of mustard seed, even a small amount can blow a mountain in the sea. Well, yeah. But the point of it is, it's a seed. You have to plant it. How do you plant it? You hear the word. Where does it get planted? In the human spirit. Where does it grow? It grows in your spirit until it grows up and starts affecting your tongue. And then you start speaking the word and it starts coming to pass. That's how the whole kingdom of God works. That's exactly how it works. It's like a grain of mustard seed when it's sown in the earth. It's less than all the other seeds in the earth. But when it's sown, it groweth up and become greater than all the herbs and shooteth out great branches, so the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. With many such parables spake he the what? Word unto them. What did he speak? The word unto them, as they were able to hear it. There's some of you not able to hear some things. Woo! That's a tough one. There's some of you can't hear some things because you're too caught up with a bunch of gooey, ooey emotions. Bunch of junk keeping you from receiving from the Word of God because you're not tough enough to take it. Have you ever noticed a drill sergeant in the Army? Does he come up to his troops and say, now, men, now what I need for you to do is learn how to take this gun apart and put it back together if it's not too much trouble? Have you ever seen a top sergeant do that? No. He comes up and says, boy, pick up the gun. Do this, do that. Hop two, come on, give me 20. Kind of rough, isn't he? Why? Because he knows that that soldier is going into battle. The enemy will not coddle him. The enemy will not go easy on him. And that sergeant only has a matter of a few weeks to drill. That's why it's called drill sergeant. Drill into them what they need to know to survive in battle. He's not hard on them just for the fun of being hard on them. He's hard on them because he knows he's got a serious job to drill into them what they need to survive in the battle that's ahead. Well, it's the same way with Christians. We need to get our ooey gooey fluffy emotions off our shoulders. Just flip them off the shoulder and go on and say, no, I'm getting serious with God. I'm going to hear the Word of God. I'm going to receive from the Word of God. I'm not going to let concerns and cares of this world and deceitfulness of riches and lusts of other things and affliction and persecution, all these things, I am not going to let them deter me from receiving from the Word of God. And I am going to receive the full 100-fold return of everything I'm believing for. Glory to God. Amen. I just about have to run around the room. If I wasn't having to sit here in front of this camera, I'd be running. Glory to God. I'm running on the inside. Praise God. All right. Well, we're out of time. We're going to pick up here and keep going with this topic and get off into some areas that I think is going to really excite you even further. I know this got me excited today. But I want to hear from you. Dr. Bill is my address, DRBILL at WOFM.org. Whoo, I tell you, like I said, tune into Word of Faith Radio. Harold and I have got a trip coming up tomorrow as I record this on Monday, and we're going to have some exciting things to talk about when we get back, because we're going to learn a whole lot more about this low-power radio thing and how to get those things set up around the world, glory to God, to teach the Word of Faith and to spread the Word of God. So I'm excited about it. I guess you can tell that. Amen. All right. Well, join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.